VIP access on OFM.
Omi, let's get straight into this thing. Omar Samuel Pasley, have to say, also known as Omi, Mr. Cheerleader, Mr. Hula Hoop himself. How are you doing?
I am great. Thank you so much for asking. How are you guys?
One thing I would like to start with actually having a conversation with you is having to get to your childhood, you know, growing up in Jamaica before the whole music thing started and whatnot, you know, before the music bug bit you. You know, how was Omi's, you know, childhood? Because I know you're a private person, so I'm assuming that you were a very, very shy, young individual.
Very, very, very shy, very sheltered. You know, I never went out much. I had friends, but I never really, you know, went out much. It wasn't my thing. I really enjoyed my, I'm sorry to sound very selfish, but I enjoyed my own company. A lot, because I was into things like story writing and visual arts, you know, because I'm still very good at drawing and painting. So that's always been my passion, even before music. So that was pretty much, you know, my childhood.
And the name Omi, how did that come about? Did you just pick it up along the way as you were going, or did somebody actually give you that name?
My dad actually gave me that name. But I want you to know something. Here's a fun fact. In Jamaica, we shorten everybody's name. We shorten names that aren't even supposed to be shortened. They're like only but two letters in your name, and we'll still find a way to shorten it.
So your dad was the one that actually gave you the name?
Yeah, so that is coming from Omar.
Oh, yeah. So where does the I come from then, Omar?
Listen, I'm telling you, we will find a way to shorten your name.
Yeah, no, definitely, for sure. So now, why did you decide to choose music in this case? Because, you know, everyone decides to go for the whole office job, you know, follow the office career. Why did you decide to say, you know what, the stage is for me, this, I was born for this?
All right, so here's the thing, and I hope I'm not confusing you by this statement, but it's kind of an oxymoron being a reserved person and then saying, oh, you like performing, because at the end of the day, performing entails you going in front of a huge audience, you know? So it's kind of a contradiction in itself. So performing, music was the passion, not necessarily in the capacity of an artist, like, you know, being the act, so to speak. Yeah. So that took a lot of, you know, conditioning my mind towards actually standing in front of an audience and performing and just acknowledging the fact that this is a part of my career choice. It comes with the territory. It's a part of the job, the attention, the fame, the popularity or whatever, you know, it comes with the territory. So it took a little bit of me just trying to, you know, recondition my mind.
Okay. Well, that definitely makes sense. So you decided to opt for an outside office, not an inside
office. Outside office. There you go. Yeah. So music has always been the main focus. And this is why I think I would be able to still, you know, operate as a musician, as a record producer, as a songwriter, even outside of being the act. You know, I'm always open to that possibility, because that's within my true nature anyhow, you know?
So now, first time you hearing your song on radio, you are this young individual, first time hearing your music playing. So at that time, you were so excited, you felt like, you know, Bob Marley or Shaggy, because I know you love those two guys. I know for
Yeah, definitely. It was a big deal for me. It was a big deal for me because I've always wanted to get my music, you know, out into the world. I've always wanted the opportunity to get, you know, just the response from everybody else and just to see how people appreciated it. It meant a lot to me, you know, and especially for the people who knew me growing up, it was a big deal. So I was very happy to hear it.
And I'll fast forward, now you're this man, Mr. Cheerleader, the hula hoop man. You meet Sonda along the way. Now, how does that happen? How did the two of you actually meet?
Well, I'll say something here, if that's all right. Basically,
yeah, sure.
Is we received the top line from our management for Telephone Love, and we heard Domi's voice, and we were like, wow, this is amazing, and we just wanted to work on it. So we had the opportunity to do that, and we worked on the production, did a few versions, you know, sent some ideas back and forth, and we ended up with the version that you're hearing today. And yeah, it was a very smooth process in this case, which is not always the case. And yeah, Omi's voice really makes the record happen, you know. So it was really great.
Oh, that's actually awesome, I have to say. Telephone Love, it's actually within the global top 10 chart, I have to say. It's an amazing song. Whenever it plays, it's a turn up. I can already feel the club losing their minds when that song plays. Now, what inspired the collaboration for Telephone Love?
Well, first of all, if I may, I want to just, you know, say big ups to you and thank you for including me on this record. It was, I think it's a very high energy and I like creative concepts, you know, so I just wanted to say this before we go any further. Now you may continue.
Thank you. it's been really great overall. And you know, it's funny when like music sometimes is difficult to come up with something that you're really happy with, but in this case it was a very easy process. And like I said, you know, your voice is, it really makes the record happen, in my opinion. And when that's the situation that you're starting with, then it's easy to do the rest of the job with that, you know, our part of the production and coming up with some cool sounds, making it sound exciting, and then all that sort of thing.
And you know, if you weren't pleased with the first one, you could have sent it back 10 times and I would have done it. Because I'm a perfectionist. No, I am. Really.
Yeah,
I am. I would have done it over and over until you were satisfied. And the thing about sometimes, even as a producer or a songwriter, you may have an idea or a concept and you take it to like 65%, and then somebody else comes along and is able to take it up to the 98 or the 100%. Well, I'm never satisfied, so it's never 100% for me. But, you know, somebody else comes and adds something that takes it to the next level. And I think that's what it's about, you know?
Totally, man. Yeah. And, you know, I know you're a great producer as well. And I'm sure you have plenty of ideas that have been sitting there on your hard drive. And it's hard to find the right person for the right song, isn't it? And when you do, it's really great to get those things finished and get them into the shape that you know they can be.
Definitely. Yeah. So any future collaborations that we can expect apart from Telephone Love?
For musicians, there's always going to be future collaborations, man. Yeah, we're musicians, so there's always the possibility, because that's the spontaneity of music. That's how spontaneous music is. You know, like you wake up with an idea tomorrow. You know, today you may draw a blank, but tomorrow you have a whole idea. You know, like an entire idea. So there's always that possibility.
Yeah, definitely.
But from the both of you, is there like a project that we can expect from individually coming from both of you? Any albums, EPs, mixtapes, LPs? I don't know what the world is evolving into now, but there's a lot of digital music technology that's evolving every day. So is there anything that we can expect from you guys? Maybe a performance in South Africa. Who knows?
Oh, that would be amazing. We'd love to do that.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, we from our side, we're working, we just released a remix, and we are also working on a record featuring Dakota. She's singing on Jonas Blue Fast Car. She's got a great voice, and we're pretty excited about this record as well, but it's still in the works, you know, and so until it's done, we don't want to say too much.
No, we'll definitely be expecting that. So any future projects coming to South Africa? Is there any artists that maybe both of you are looking forward to working with in South Africa?
There's actually a few projects that I'm keeping my fingers crossed. You know, I too would like to reserve information on these, but I'm really excited about it, and I'm really keeping my fingers crossed. These are projects that, you know, I've been looking forward to working on, and I think we might have the opportunity, so I'm looking forward to those, and it includes the South African audience, so I think they might be pleased to hear that.
I'm already excited for that.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm smiling, so you know I'm excited.
Donda from your side?
Well, not right now, but we would be absolutely up for that if the occasion happens.
Yeah, like I mentioned, that's how spontaneous music is. You know, you can wake up with a whole new idea tomorrow. My ideas usually come to me 3 a.m. in the morning, you know, and I just have to get up and get on my piano or get on my little voice recorder thing and put the idea down. So music is very spontaneous, and sometimes you have to do it within the moment, you know. So if you hear Omi on a record, listen, we need to get in touch with Omi like right now, because we have to do this right now. And that's how I treat my music.
Spoken like a true artist. Guys, I have to really say thank you very much for having this conversation with me. This was actually eye-opening to get to know both of you. I'm hoping to hear more collaborations from you guys, because if we already have Telephone Love in the global top 10, what more is going to come your way?
Well, we would love to do more with Tommy, that's for sure.
Of course. Thank you. And it was a pleasure and working with you guys. And I'm definitely looking forward to doing future projects with you. And thank you for having me here as usual. You know, thank you for the conversation as well.
It's always a pleasure, guys. Have yourself a great one. Stay safe out there.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Omi Army.
VIP Access with Lucius Machumi on OFM.